We have another interview here we're kind of be saving. I should have thrown this one out at the beginning because this is with a very successful creator, artist, with Carrie Nord, who's probably best known for working on Daredevil and more recently, and probably even best known for his fantastic work that he did with Kurt Busiek on, and I hope I said that right, Brett, Name Police?
Busiek.
Excellent.
Busiek. Yes.
There you go. With on Conan over at Dark Horse. It's great stuff. So anyways, we really appreciate it, Carrie. I think people will find this interesting, and hopefully hopefully the recording comes across great. So thank you very much, and look out. He had a mystery project he felt he couldn't tell us about that I can't wait to find out what it is. He's, you know, kind of, what do you have coming up? I don't think I'm allowed to tell you that. But we'll find out in the near future, I'm sure.
How often do you draw a page and go, that's just not right, throw it out, and do you work on perfecting it, or is it once you have it, you know it, you see it in your mind, you're able to translate it well onto page, or?
Sometimes it's a struggle, but yeah, I've rarely ever thrown a page out just because it's, you can't afford the time. Like sometimes you just suck it up and, well, that's the page, that's how it's going to look.
What about how long do you spend on a page on average?
Depends on the project. Like with Conan, it was, you know, probably like ideally it would have been a page a day sort of thing, or 5 pages a week.
Yeah.
But it always, I'm a little bit slower. It'd be like a page or like almost a page a day, you know. So it'd be like 3/4 of a page, and then it would carry over the next day. And you know, so yeah, it's hard to say though. It all depends on what's on the page too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the longer you have dead, like, some, like, the book I'm going to be starting shortly will be 3 pages a week, so that gives me more time to...
What's the book that you're starting soon?
I don't think I can say it yet.
You don't so, can't say it
yeah,
yet? Well,
no.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
We were looking for an exclusive scoop, and you can still reach us almost everywhere to give it to us if you'd like.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. When I know, I'll find out. I'll let you know.
Well, no, thank you very much. I just, you know... One last question. I don't want to take too much of your time, but it's cool. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I don't know if you are, but
definitely.
You know, when you are looking at your artwork, are you still influenced by new artists that you see very much, or do you think that your style that you've been at it for a while is refined and you're comfortable with what you're doing? Are you always trying to add in something from other people still?
I think, like, I don't buy nearly as many comics as I used to, and my influences on my own personal art has been more from, like classical paintings and stuff in the last little while, as opposed to comic book art. So I'm expanding that way, but not necessarily from comics as much anymore. But I think basically it's like whenever I see something that catches my eye, there's a little part of my brain that stores that away.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might come out at some point, you know, in as an amalgamation of everything else, so it just sort of blends in.
Well, usually when I'm usually when I see modern artists, the only time I usually have an issue isn't actually so much with the art style or the quality, it's the pacing of the book and how well it flows for the reader. And I figure that's probably about 50% artist and 50% writer. Is that correct? About there's some of it each there.
I mean the writers have really taken, like, when I started, Marvel still had this sort of plot style, so I'd just get a page, I could break it down however I wanted. So it really gave me a chance to work on your storytelling.
Yeah.
And nowadays, like, writers really control the pace a lot more. So, and then it's up to the artist to, you know, round it out, I guess, and make it flow nicely. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, terrific. So, but it is something you were probably you had to be more conscious of in that era than you right now, where you go, this is what they want. Do you feel that? Does that kind of suck? A little bit of freedom loss?
I don't mind it because it honestly saves me the effort of having to work it out, and certainly, like, it just saves me a step. So I don't mind it. And plus, you can, you know, most writers, I think, you know, are pretty good at it anyway.
Yeah.
Like that I've worked with anyway. I've never really had too many problems with writers that don't know what they're doing.
Who's your favorite writers to work with? Go ahead.
I'm like
not saying the other ones weren't good. I'm just saying, who are your favorites?
I learned a lot from Kurt Busiek.
Yeah.
The guy I'm working with now, Simon Spurrier, is turning one of the greatest scripts I've seen. just really enjoyable script. I really loved it. So who else? Well, Warren Ellis was a treat. He was, you could tell why he's paid a buck. Yeah. Just his script was like, he made it so easy, you know, like.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the three that come to mind off the top of my head.
How much communication happens after you get the script with them?
Not a lot. Because in all these cases, I mean, Kurt, I think, was the only one where it was an ongoing thing. Like, everything else was pretty much done before I even touched it, you know. So I think I had, like, a brief communication with Warren Ellis and a brief communication with Simon Spurrier. And Kurt, since it was, like, an ongoing thing, we talked once in a while. But I was more always happy to leave the writing to the writers.
Yeah.
Never been much of a writer myself, so...
Excellent. One more question turned into several more, but
yeah,
thank you very, very much. Keith here once got taken to task by Busick on Twitter for stupid. If you care to punch him on Kurt's behalf, we don't mind.
We'll leave that up to you guys, I think. But yeah.
Well, we already did.
Okay.
He gets beat regularly.
Good stuff. Yeah.
He is our Twittering fool.
Good man, though. Shaking up the status quo. I like it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it very much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Oh, my.